Chapter 1. Adam. Edinburgh, August 2017. This was the hangover from hell, and it was entirely self-inflicted. Adam Dean opened his eyes. The projection on the ridiculous alarm clock on his bedroom wall read 13:40, and the rare, watery Edinburgh summer sunshine assaulted his delicate sensitivities through the gap in the curtains. There was nothing of the supernatural here, just the fallout from an enthusiastic night of Celtic bacchanalia at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, ending with an epic binge in some wee pub on some wee wind off the high street. At least he'd managed to crawl home, or had someone helped him. He peered around the room. No evidence of any other presence. A relief, or cause for a bit of disappointment? The end of youth? No longer quite the young lion, irresistible to the opposite sex? He covered his eyes and groaned, giving in to his physical discomfort, only to be interrupted by the ringing of his mobile. It was Anne Reynolds, his soon-to-be ex-boss. Only the memory of his father, Tom Crane, stopped him from cutting the call instantly. "Adam here. Please be as quick as possible. I think I'm dying." "Really? What a shame. I'll be quick, Adam. This isn't about work, it's about you. Spit it out then before my head explodes. Remember I gave you your father's old case file?"
Yeah, and so what?
"When you've sobered up, do me a favour and look at one of the cases. Festival 79.
Okay, give me some peace, Anne. I'm on leave, remember?
Enjoy your break.
Just read it, idiot."
End of call, Adam retreated under the duvet, seeking respite from the nausea and the whirlies. 3 hours later, he returned to consciousness with some difficulty. His mouth was dry like sandpaper. A glass of cold water nearly brought the sickness back, but not quite. He was hungry, but a few shaky steps confirmed that he was most definitely not going out to eat. The fringe did not beckon tonight. A curry? That was the answer to all Scottish hangover ills. An hour or so later, some home delivery pakora and an attempt at a vindaloo, and he was feeling almost human again, save a few healthy belches. He was wide awake now. More alcohol was not an option. Festival something or other. Was that what Anne said? It didn't matter. He'd finish with Department 7 and this wouldn't change his mind. Too much danger and death, too many dirty tricks and risks for those close to him. His precious young daughter and her mother. Too much fear. Still, a little light bedtime reading could do no harm. While horizontal, of course, he'd still not completely recovered. A nice fat cushion to complement the pillows, a shake of the duvet and all was ready. Adam reached under his bed for Tom's tatty old file, even more covered in dust since he last felt the urge to consult it. It might have been his imagination or the residual effect of alcohol poisoning, but he fancied he felt a minor electric shock as his hands touched the cover. "Get a grip," he scolded himself. "Not every unexplained sensation is a harbinger of incipient psychic phenomena."